Happy New Year from inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is leaningtowardwisdom.com. This is a special unnumbered episode because, well, I wanted to get the year off on a good note. And so there's that. Let me make an appeal. I've been making this appeal over at Facebook. If you're not a member of the private closed Facebook group, please do that. You can find it by just simply going to leaningtowardwisdom.com, and you will see a link there. And there are, 130 people or so inside the Facebook group. Here's the special appeal. Help the Yellow Studio get a Rode Rodecaster Pro. The Rodecaster Pro is an all-in-one device that, for the first time in over a decade, it appears that there is a device now that will pretty much replace all the gear that constitutes the Yellow Studio. I've never had an opportunity before to do the workflow that I like to do, which is basically a broadcast workflow, not a recording workflow, do everything in real time. For over a decade, I have had an eight units in a rack of gear sitting over here to my right in order to do all the things that I do, including what was at the time, about a decade ago, a high-dollar telephone hybrid where I have a landline inserted. So it's the very same device that radio stations have used for years and years and years, made by Telos, to take phone calls. Well, enter a device by Rode. And Rode purchased a company that I've been a big fan of for a long, long time, units that have been inside the Yellow Studio since it was birthed, Aphex 230 channel strips. These are units that provide noise gating and compression and stuff that you don't care one thing about. But it provides the sound, largely the sound of the Yellow Studio is Aphex driven. Rode purchased Aphex, and they have incorporated the Aphex technology into this little device for a right at $600. One device will basically do everything that I've got. Well, to be fair, I've got five pieces of gear, well, maybe six pieces of gear that will do what this little device will now do. So I'm soliciting help for the Yellow Studio to get a Rodecaster Pro. It's available at Sweetwater Sound. So you can simply go to leaningtowardwisdom.com/Rode, R-O-D-E, leaningtowardwisdom/Rode, and it will take you to the Sweetwater e-gift card link. And just use the email address, randycantrell, that's me, at gmail.com. And here's the deal. Here's the reward. A 10-minute Skype call with me for anyone that contributes, and you can contribute any amount that you care to. 20 minutes if you will donate $25 or more, and here's the topic. Now, we can talk about whatever you would like to talk about, but first, I want you to tell me about a time when somebody really encouraged you in a meaningful way. And once you tell me that story, and if we've got time left, then, hey, whatever. This will provide content for a special episode that I plan to release here in the future at Leaning Toward Wisdom about encouragement. And yes, I will include your name and any links that you care to promote in that podcast. If you prefer to remain anonymous, I'm going to let you do that as well because I still want the stories. And you don't have to identify yourself, but we'll still release the audio of us talking. That's the power of others, power of others. This is going to be a big theme for me in 2019. It really was a big theme for me starting in about 2016, and it's been gaining momentum and gaining momentum and gaining momentum. And so I'm using this, yes, for some selfish purposes, but you're going to be the beneficiary if we're able to get this Rodecaster Pro in the studio. It will help us. Well, I tell you, the big thing is going to help. It's going to help all the cabling. The cabling and the connectors inside the Yellow Studio, which are out of sight, thanks to a ton of hard work that I've done. But man alive, if anything develops and there's any kind of a problem, to troubleshoot when you've got this many pieces of gear, two mixers, an iPad that's used to fire off the music and other sound effects, a couple of microphones, four-way headphone amplifier. I mean, I was thinking, I have an Aphex headphone amp, four headphones, each with their own individual control. And that, just that little device was $199. And the Rodecaster Pro has it built in. I mean, it's really amazing what this device will do. So anyway, I hope to be able to get it and to get the Yella Studio kind of down to a minimalist sort of a thing and not really give up anything sonically, which is really important to me. So we'll see. So if you care to contribute, go to leaningtowardwisdom.com/road, and that will take you to the Sweetwater e-gift card page. And just use my email address, randycantrell@gmail.com. You can type in any note that you care to, and I'll reach out, and we will schedule a Skype call to make this special episode happen. So with that out of the way, here's the elephant in the room, and the reason for kind of the special episode is the subject of encouragement. And so I'm bringing this full circle. Our ability to encourage one another, I don't know that it knows any bounds, but here's the limitation. The limitation is so many of us just really don't know how to do it. And it's not because we don't want to. It's probably because we just really don't give it enough time and attention. And I get it. We are so busy living our lives, and we've got our own stuff, and everybody has their own stuff. And so it can be very easy for us to just, I mean, we're busy listening through our ears, looking through our eyes, and it's life, right? It's what happens. Encouragement, the way that I mean it and the way that I intend it, is just deeper than what most of us are accustomed to receiving, and it certainly is deeper than what we are accustomed to giving, because it's very personal, and it's one-on-one, and it transcends just the platitudes, the attaboys, the go get them, the yeah, you can do this, the yeah, I believe in you. It just gets down to really deeper, deeper things than that. In the executive coaching that I do, I have been bent on a phrase, at least for the past, probably 6 years or more. You'll figure this out. I'll help, but you will figure this out. We live in a land of gurus, and I get it. Everybody wants to be an expert, a thought leader. My role, as I have viewed it since I began about a decade ago doing coaching, was really not to do it for people. That's what consulting is about, but to help people figure out the best way for them to do it. The best way for me to do something may not be the best way for you to do something. There are all kinds of personalities. There are all kinds of experiences. There are all kinds of skills and natural abilities and talents and weaknesses. And all of that constitutes the context that makes you you, and you're different than me. And that matters in our giving and receiving encouragement. And so now when we get in the one-on-one conversation with somebody that we are going to attempt to encourage, not only do we have to understand who we are, so the better off you are in knowing who you are and what you are, the more able you're going to be an encouragement to other people, then you have to deploy the empathy to really try to understand this person. What's their context? Where are they coming from? What might encourage me may not encourage somebody else. Now, yes, there are a ton of probably very broad generalizations that we can make that kind of universally apply to all of us. But if we're really going to be impactful, it helps for me to really know myself, and it helps for me to really know you. And the better I really know you, the more that I can think, okay, what does she need? What will help her? How's she wired? And what's going to resonate with her? I'm a firm believer in the golden rule, and it certainly is applicable when it comes to giving encouragement, but we certainly have the ability, and we should have the drive, to tweak it sufficiently so that we really make the encouragement count. Because as I'm viewing encouragement, I'm talking about making a meaningful difference. I'm not talking about just sending somebody away kind of feeling like they're on a bit of a cloud for a moment, because the clouds descend. I mean, they don't stay up in the air long. But true encouragement, real encouragement, can really last, and it can make a huge difference. And we've all got these stories, and one of the reasons that I'm kind of doing this Roadcaster Pro exercise is, yeah, I want to hear those stories, and yeah, sure, of course, I want the podcast to gain some benefit from it, for sure. So it's selfish in that regard. But 2019 for me is going to be a year about encouragement, and I plan to have some conversations with some psychologists and some mental health professionals, and to find out as much as I can, to read as much as I can, to learn as much as I can about encouragement, meaningful, long-lasting encouragement. What is it? What does it need to be? Why aren't we better at it? Why aren't we better at giving it? Why aren't we maybe even better at receiving it? And how can we improve? How can we make it more impactful? I just am firmly entrenched in the whole notion of the power of the collective, the power of others in our life. And it's something that I've been working on for at least the past 3 years. I've been migrating toward this and working toward this. And 2019 is going to be a real pivotal year for me personally and professionally, in that all of my professional work is really, I've shoved all my chips in the middle of this table. And part of what I'm doing is I'm building some peer advantage groups, is what I'm calling them, peer advisory groups of small business owners from around the United States, to jump on Zoom calls every few weeks and get together so that we can help one another. If you've got curiosity about that, or if you know a small business owner, or you yourself are a small business owner and you care to check out the details of that, please do. Go to thepeeradvantage.com. And you can read all about it. And I'm going to try to launch that just here as quickly as I can, and now that we've got the first of the year over. So it really is about the room. And what that is people. It's about the power of people, the power of the collective. You are the audience. And I'm so appreciative of your support through the years of the podcast. Leaning Toward Wisdom has gone through a number of iterations, and many of you have been right there hanging on for dear life through every step of the way. I also plan in 2019 to be way more regular with the content. The content may get shorter, but I think that's okay. I'm a big believer in the habit of consistency, and I've allowed Leaning Toward Wisdom to not be as consistent as I have tried to migrate to a different format, one that kind of jettisoned the music and whatnot. I've told you before, I grossly underestimated how badly I would miss that format, but I needed to make the change. I did make the change. I'm pleased that I made the change. And so now it's time to get on with it. I think that we have the power as a community, and even though we're a very small community, we have the power to kind of launch a micro revolution. And the micro revolution is simply this: it's focused on that word encouragement, and it boils down to everybody that you look at, everybody that you interact with, they all are craving encouragement. Now, how can you deliver? There's the challenge, and it's something that I hope to make part of the thing that I address in 2019 to help us better do that. And I'm not talking about some "let's all hold hands and sing Kumbaya." It's how can we move the needle for somebody? And we move the needle for somebody in helping them figure it out, and in helping them gain and increase faith in themselves. A friend asked me a week or two ago about self-confidence. How do you improve that? It's a big question. It's a really big question, right? And the only thing that I knew to text back, I texted back, and I took a few days, and I said, lean into what you know you're good at, is as simple an answer as I'm able to conjure up. And I don't know that that's completely true, but it's what I believe at this point. And so part of 2019 and part of what I plan to do here at Leaning Toward Wisdom, I'm not going to do this every episode. I'm not going to completely alter how we roll here, But I do want to kind of take you along on the journey of what I'm discovering, because I think it has a big, big place in this whole grand conversation about wisdom. Our ability to help one another, and our ability, as I have defined wisdom for years and years and years, is our ability to get it right in real time. Wisdom is making the right decision, doing the right thing in real time. We can all look back through 2020 hindsight and replay it and say, well, I should have done this, should have done that, could have done this, could have done that. But wisdom is actually getting it right, is doing it right and getting it right and able to see it in real time. What if we were able to deploy encouragement wisely in real time? What if when somebody entered the sphere of your life and they could really use a word fitly spoken or some dialogue with you, some questions from you that could really make an impact in their life? I'll end by telling you this. The big thing that got this started was a little over a year ago. I began to have conversations, purposeful, intentional conversations with people, and I'm talking about business leaders, and asking these people, people well connected, mind you, who in your life, do you have somebody in your life who is able to offer you encouragement? And I don't mean an attaboy or a come on, you can do it, but genuine, true, honest, sincere belief in you and in your ability to figure it out, to improve and to grow. And it's coupled with their willingness and their courage to challenge you, to push you. And more and more and more and more, the answer came back after people would think about it for a second or two. More often than not, here's the answer. Nobody. Well, I don't have anybody that'll do that. And that began to weigh on me. And then I had to come to grips with it myself and in all the people that I've got. And I talked about this in the last episode of the year of 2018. If you care to go back and listen to that, the episode about heartache, I made a true confession in that podcast. I had to wake up and realize, me neither, me neither. Now, I'm willing to own my responsibility for that in my life, because I don't want that to sound like that I've got a bunch of people in my family and I got friends and everybody's just completely worthless. That's not true. For me, it's because what I have realized is so difficult for most people to do is stupid easy for me. Namely, for people to get their minds off of themselves long enough to focus on somebody else to see what can they do to help somebody else. That's as natural for me as falling off a log. And I cannot explain it. And I don't even try to explain it. It's just how I roll. And I love it. I love it. It comes natural and I love it. I'm quite passionate about it. And I'm way more comfortable talking with you about your problems and your difficulties and trying to ask you questions and trying to help you figure it out than I am in having you help me figure it out. And yet at the same time, I find myself craving encouragement along with all the rest of you. So, all that to say this, craving encouragement is going to be a big theme for me in 2019. And so there it is. The very first episode for 2019. Hey, Happy New Year. I hope the holidays were kind to you. I hope you and the family had a safe, enjoyable time. And we will try to get back in the saddle, figure this thing out, make some progress. Please join the Facebook group. Go to leaningtowardwisdom.com and you'll just see a link there and you can knock on the door. I will let you in. And as long as you behave, I'll keep you in. I've only had to kick out one person. It was one person that was kind of a spammer who got in, and I've been more careful. You know, when somebody's just brand new to Facebook and, you know, they're a member of like 87 groups, that should be your telltale sign, right? But that was a long time ago. Haven't let anybody in who's misbehaved since. So we'd love to have you there. It's a closed community, and that's it. I really don't have anything else. So we'll end with Eyes Gone Wrong. It's the same one that we came in with. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And happy 41st anniversary to me and Rhonda. There's that. I'm a blessed man. Thank you. I appreciate you very much. Randy Cantrell, leaningtowardwisdom.com. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.